Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back, everybody.
I'm depressed. Okay.
Welcome back to the Real Football Podcast, episode 23.
Wait, who's talking right now? I don't recognize his voice.
Yes, I'm back.
Ditched us for 2 weeks.
Back and better than ever. Not really, but yeah, I'm back. So happy to be back, guys. Thanks for holding it down for the past 2 weeks. But we are back. We are all four of us are back together, which is most important.
The gang's back together, guys.
Gang's back together. Yes, no classes. We got all day, baby, until we run out of things to say to each other. So, why don't we start talking about soccer? How's that sound?
Football.
What do you guys want to start with today? Oh, we have a decent amount to cover.
We do have a decent amount to cover. I want to start with Arsenal.
You want to start with Arsenal?
Let's
right
do it,
away? Right away? Oh, my God.
Me and Julian
Blake's face is in his hand. I don't think he can take it. I, on the other hand, can't take it either.
West Ham 2, Arsenal 2.
Yeah, me and Julian made a bet before this podcast started saying over under 15 minutes when Blake and Julian are going to start arguing.
I smacked the under on that, so...
You just knew that was going to happen.
You just knew.
You just knew.
Like, bro.
All right. We'll make you feel better if we talk about Tottenham first.
No, just let me get out of the way.
Yeah, let's just get out of the way.
Because that's just, I love talking about that.
All right. Arsenal choking the league. They gave up a 2-goal lead. Bukayo Saka, not for the first time in his career, missed a massive penalty.
All right. Okay.
Are you right?
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah. Bro, like, nah.
And it's 2-2. So now...
Also, that wasn't the reason they lost. They were... Not, anyway.
What's the reason they lost?
They capitulated. They don't know how... Apparently, they forgot to play with a lead. It's happened in the past two games.
I know. Missing a penalty is a pretty
He just wants to
I mean, he's not wrong.
Wait, is this a 35er or is Spirit Live done?
Bro, Spirit Live's been done for a long time.
Oh, okay, sick.
We're going off. We're going
so
on.
He's gonna first swear. Of all... First of all... Why are you so hell bent on making me mad?
And
I don't
we
understand.
Hit the underboard. Ladies and gentlemen, if you placed bets for 15 minutes and under, you won yourself some money. Please go to the
we said
counter
over
to
under 15
retrieve
minutes till
your
Julian
winnings.
And Blake starts arguing.
Bro, why are you so hell bent on like making me angry? I don't understand.
Because this is what you did
what
to me last
Salah?
Week.
What about Salah? Okay. He missed a penalty two
we'll
seasons ago.
We'll get to Salah, but we're talking about Saka right. and Arsenal right
okay,
now.
Okay. Let's just start.
We don't have our best center back. Like, what do you expect? Oh, your team's always available. Like,
Rob is holding it back.
Oh my God. Okay. Let's talk about the game. So we had... I'll run through it real quickly. So we had the 7th minute. We got a goal. 10th minute. We got a goal. We're 2-0 up.
You're cruising.
Yes, well, cruising.
Cruising.
Someone said. I think I might have said something in the group chat saying, like, This is
should we quote him?
Because
I think I remember.
Hey, quote him? Why
hey,
don't I remember this?
All I'm saying is, why do you think I stayed quiet?
Yeah, I know. I probably should have stayed quiet.
I think you should quote
guys
him.
Guys with the balls to talk Arsenal up until they actually cross the line and win the league.
No, yes. That's exactly what I'm doing. What do you mean? Why? Yes.
Bro, like, have some cojones, man. Like, talk your shit.
I will not. I will exactly not do that.
What do you say?
No.
What do you say?
No, read it.
So, Arsenal were up 2-0 in 10 minutes. Everything was going beautifully. And was it a 7:30 game? No, 9 a.m. game. Yeah. You know, so I was still in my bed chilling. I get a little ding on my phone. Miles comes out and says, "I'm about to bust."
I was not made aware of these comments at the time. Not your proudest tongue. I deny all allegations put forward to me, and my lawyer will be having a word with you soon. Saïd Benrahma then scores a penalty. Stupid penalty.
No, it wasn't.
Great penalty.
It was just dumb. Like, you didn't, yeah.
But it was a pen.
Yeah, but still, it was dumb. Then we hit halftime, 2-1. They're gaining some confidence at the London Stadium, even though they're sitting like 10 miles away from the pitch. You can still hear them. Then we go on to the second half. Bukayo Saka, it's a penalty. Handball, I think.
Yeah, it was.
And then he missed.
And he shanks it.
It could have been 3-1. We could have been
shout out to Gabriel Jesus, Loki.
Yeah. Loki should have let Gabby take it. Yeah. But, you know, whatever. Well, I say that if he, you know, if Bukayo would have scored that, I wouldn't be saying that, but yeah. It's okay. And then Jared Bowen, 2 minutes later, scores.
A great goal.
Yeah.
Wonderful goal. Fuck.
That was splendid goal.
Then we made a bunch of subs. I don't know where it went wrong. So, it's so annoying.
Directly, if Saka scores that penalty, West Ham don't score either.
That's true.
Yeah, of course.
So he got a negative goal at the spot, basically. Yeah.
Bro, like
it's like an own goal. Bukayo Saka, it's like an own goal.
Better than it is comparable to. Saka is literally better than every player on your team. So stop.
Let's not be deluded now.
I don't think that's deluded.
I agree. I agree with him.
He just is.
Who's better than Mikhail on your
team? Who's better? No, we've already
been over the stats this season, buddy. Like the
stats. Okay, sorry.
No, that's a mistake.
It's not a mistake. Stats don't fucking lie.
Okay, but without context, they can.
Okay, we have context. We've been watching this whole season.
Yeah.
Like, one team's in first. One team's in, like, was thought they were going to be in first after one game, and then they got smashed. And
no, Rashford's more like an inside forward, so he'll be more heavy on goals. But, like, sure, like, Saka will take the penalties, and he's good at assisting, too. They're completely different players, but I think
one can still be better, which is Saka.
Which is Rashford.
That's just incorrect, isn't it?
Well, one is 27, the other's 22.
Oh.
No, Rashford's like...
Rashford's 23, 24.
What?
Is he actually? Not,
nah, he's like 25.
He's like 25, 26.
He's 25.
Yeah.
Okay. 25.
Right. 27. Sorry.
Good God, man.
Good.
Okay, whatever. They suck. We go on. Let's just move on.
Yeah, it's frustrating. It's tough, though, because how are we going to... We got to bounce back some way and...
So
gotta find that confidence.
I'll stop trolling now. So basically,
no, you won't. But
No. I'll be for real with you, because this doesn't change the task at hand for Arsenal. What you guys have to do to win the league, it always was, even before this West Ham game, it was you have to play City, and get at least a point.
Yeah.
And that job now doesn't change.
Yeah.
So this is bad. But it's salvageable if you get something against City. This will be forgotten. This could be forgiven.
Yeah.
Well, if you get something.
Because we all know deep down that City aren't dropping any points.
You guys are probably the only ones that will play the rest of the season that they can drop points to.
Yeah.
After Southampton, their Arsenal's run game is really, really tough.
Oh,
I know.
City, Chelsea, no. Newcastle, no. Brighton. And Nottingham away, which Nottingham are a good team at home.
Nottingham will be fighting to stay up. So, you know.
So you can say the same thing with City's games, too. I mean, like, they have to play.
Most of these teams have something to fight for.
Let's see. So they have to play Arsenal next, of course. Then they play Fulham. Then they play West Ham. Then they play Leeds, and then Everton, and then Chelsea, and then Brentford. You can argue that
it's just, no,
probably, like, six... All six of their last games, okay, minus Chelsea, I don't want to banter, is fighting for their lives in the Premier League right now. And they could come with an extra fire against City.
True.
Yeah.
I mean, would I take Brentford fighting for relegation or Man City fighting for the league? I don't know, but...
Aren't Brentford top half?
Yeah, Brentford not fighting for relegation.
Oh, yeah, no.
West Ham and Leeds are.
Everton. Everton, Leeds, Fulham, West Ham.
Those are like the three teams that could go down.
Wait, no, Fulham aren't either. What am I saying?
Yeah, but they're good. Like, Fulham's actually a tough team to play, so...
And Fulham's playing City at Craven Cottage. Okay. I'm grabbing onto straws for you guys.
Okay.
But you guys have to take points.
So, hold on. We were talking about the percentage we do every week.
No.
Has it gone down?
Oh, my God.
It's gone down, isn't it?
Yeah, it's gone down.
27%. That Arsenal.
That much?
20, yeah. What was I at? What was I at last week? Like 40 or something? I think I said 40.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, it's 20, yeah, 20 around, 26.
I'm sitting around like the 30s.
26?
Mm. I'm sitting around like the 30s.
Yeah, I think that the actual stats are probably, I think, 34.
That's stupid though. Have you guys seen in like at the Premier League games when the game starts out, they have this Oracle cloud thing.
Oh, it's yeah, like,
it's like today we're looking at the percentage of them winning the game. It's like, guys, the game has just kicked off. You cannot base this off anything. Like this is bullshit.
How do you base odds in betting, you know?
It's the same thing. It's a percent. Yeah, I guess. But like.
But then the commentators a minute later will say, "Oh, but anything can happen."
Yeah. No. Exactly. then the away team goes and scores, and the whole percentage is just flipped on its side. It's like, what's the point? It doesn't mean shit. So.
Well, yeah, it's just another sponsored segment.
So exactly.
But you know.
Speaking of sponsored segment, no, I'm kidding. Imagine. But yeah, it's frustrating, and I don't know, man. We gotta find a way to boost this team with. Fill this team with confidence and fight back.
Speaking of sponsor segment.
Yeah.
Man City.
Oh, yeah. Fair.
Sponsored by Papa Betancourt.
No. Sponsored by the country of
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
The UAE. No.
Wait,
the UAE.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
United Arab Emirates.
No.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
Qatar. No, wait, no, sorry. That's PSG.
Dubai and them.
What happened in this game? I was watching this game. Oh, yeah, I was watching this game at the gym. I say this every pod. I tune into City games. I'm like, you know what? It's going to happen this time. They're going to lose. And then John Stones just scores a screamer.
What a goal.
And then I turn the game off. So, yeah, okay.
I remember we were like in the group chat, just like, come on, Lesty, you got this. And then like 3 minutes later, it's like, oh, like game off.
It's just so stupid. Like, it's so annoying.
You watch the pregame and the broadcasters are like, giving you all the reasons in the world that Leicester can pull an upset here.
Because every then team's 4 minutes pulled later, off an upset against one of these big teams, and you have faith that, like, you know, they can do it, and then they don't.
Man City were also 2-0 up within 10 minutes in this game.
Except they didn't.
Bottle.
Not 10 minutes, 13 minutes.
I found a new Arsenal guy on TikTok,
mm-hmm.
and he's reacting to the score, and he's crying.
Wait, what's his name?
Dowd.
Oh, you don't know who FC
Dowd? I knew him. I haven't seen him in a while.
Oh, yeah.
But I saw him this was like, bottling! So funny. Yeah.
I hate us. The Arsenal fans just don't help us out. Any way possible. Oh,
yeah, I mean, that's...
Do you guys see the whole controversy? I don't know. You guys aren't on Twitter like I am, but they made this huge controversy, like, all these opposing fans at the Arsenal players not, like, giving the mascot for the Arsenal team, like, the mascot, like, the kid that walks out on the field.
Oh, I saw that,
They were, like, signing her shirt, and, like, they didn't smile or look at her.
I thought that was stupid.
And then they made a massive deal about it, and then you cut to a clip of them, like, all hugging her and walking on the pitch with her. It just pissed me off. I was like, on top of this 2-2, like, you gotta calm down. Also, I feel like we should talk about this. I'll pull it up, it's just an interesting thing that I saw recently.
I miss Miles and his interesting things that he brought to the podcast.
Yeah, but you guys keep talking about the game, and I'll have it up for you very shortly.
I don't want to.
No, another game.
Okay, let's talk
or
about...
Or actually, fine. Can we talk about what I have right now? Because I just found it.
Yeah,
okay.
Do it.
Okay. So, in America, in North America, a Premier League mascot is like when you're dressed up as the team, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But in pretty much everywhere in the world, at least for football, you're like usually a kid that gets to walk out with a team. It's a fun thing. This was tweeted out recently. The... Premier League mascot costs to walk with one of the players.
And you have to pay for that?
And so there's a list of all 20 of the Premier League teams and how much it cost for your kid to walk out with the team at the beginning of the game.
Let's guess.
Do you guys...
Let's guess the lowest and the highest.
You want to guess the lowest and the highest?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Okay. Like for me,
first I think the team with the highest probably Man City.
Yeah, or it might be Arsenal.
United. Arsenal United.
Yeah. United.
Arsenal. Well, for me, like I'd pay the highest to walk out like in in the Bournemouth stadium. So
holding Saka's hand.
No, not Saka.
Okay, here. How about this?
Philip Billing at the Vitality Stadium. I'd pay millions of dollars. I think
that might be the cheapest.
I'll give you okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do this. Fans. Okay, fine. I'll say this. You can do it. A lot of teams, not a lot, but a few teams do it for free.
Bournemouth definitely does it for free.
Okay. You want to guess? Okay, can I tell you the number of highest it cost?
Yeah.
So here it's listed 600 to £780.
That's crazy.
Oh,
Anyone want to guess? Anyone know what team it is?
United, the highest.
Yeah,
maybe United. Spurs or something weird.
No.
Wait. Let us guess.
West Ham.
No.
Think of it like a nice stadium.
Nah.
Fulham?
Everton.
Craven Cottage. No. Great stadium.
Is it Arsenal?
Okay.
Liverpool.
You ready?
Yeah.
For 600 to £780 for your child to walk out with the likes of
He's like,
Brennan
I can't.
Johnson.
No way, Nottingham.
Wow.
Nottingham Forest. What?
Crazy. Yeah, that shouldn't surprise
me. Okay, I'll just list them off real quickly.
Because if it's their first season in the Prem, it makes sense.
Actually, sorry. For a flat fee of £718, you can do it with Everton. But who in their right goddamn mind wants to do that?
Is Bournemouth
honestly,
free?
I genuinely thought it'd be like $2,000.
Bournemouth isn't free?
So, Arsenal, free. Aston Villa, $150 to $185.
Yeah, we care.
Yeah. Bournemouth, $150, $185. Brentford, free. Yeah, Brighton, $250, $350. Chelsea, free. Crystal Palace.
I mean, yeah.
Well, I guess the big teams don't really need to.
That makes sense. Because what? That's earning you $8K on a match day?
All top six teams are free. Except
Spurs.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, £255 to £405.
Well, think about it. For a team like Bournemouth, their stadium fits like what? 5,000? No, it's not 5. Is it 5,000?
It's under 10. It's under 10.
I think it's 8,000. Yeah,
8 or 9.
So they kind of
talking about Bournemouth?
They kind of need that extra.
Yeah, they got to squeeze out every.
Can they get a new stadium, please? That's all I want for my team. Yeah, I just want my team.
If they get relegated, though, it's just going to hold off that for another couple of years.
Yeah, but they won't. They won't get relegated. Don't worry.
Yeah, okay.
They will not.
Can I put money on
it? It's £700 to do it for West Ham. It's crazy.
What's the table? They are, bro, they're like, they're solid. They're like 6 points up.
What are they, 15th, 14th?
14th.
See? I know my team.
Dude, they're staying up. They're staying up.
Yeah, they're 100% staying up.
Bournemouth is Premier League, baby.
We are Premier League, bro.
And you know who's coming? You know who might actually who has a great chance of coming up?
Yeah.
Millwall.
Everybody is saying
that they're going to win the
playoff. What's the team with the craziest stadium? Zirka, it's, what's the, hold on. Let me, I'll find this. It's,
they got Mr. Zerks.
Yeah, imagine. Millwall is like the most racist club in the country, though.
I know, a lot of Tories coming up with them.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Champion. Okay, if you look at this. There it is. Standings for the championship. So Burnley automatic. You know who could go up is Luton. And Luton, have you seen photos of their stadium?
How do you get into the stadium?
Maybe it's like connect. You like walk under like people's houses or something.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You can literally see into like people's backyards or like they can see into the. It's brutal.
It's crazy.
Like the stadium sucks.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's terrible. Mm. Terrible. But yeah, Millwall could go up, West Brom, Middlesbrough, Sheffield.
I'd like a cheeky West Brom.
Yeah. Oh, but they've been in the Prem. Like, I want someone new. Like, no, I want someone new.
You guys never
like, imagine Millwall coming to the Prem.
I thought you said someone French.
Hold on. He does, though. You guys remember Saito Berahino?
Oh, what a legend.
West Brom legend, bro. Yeah, because you were not Premier League at that point.
Okay, relax.
You were looking at a little PSG.
Okay,
with,
relax.
With Ronaldinho.
That was so uncalled for.
Yeah, you were not a Premier
League. No, by then it was like Zlatan, Blaise Matuidi.
Oh my God, that team was my favorite.
Luis, Thiago Silva.
Maxwell, Thiago Motta.
They won so much. They won so much.
That's crazy.
Not a lot of Ligue 1s, actually. And Coupe de France.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
Sirigu.
Salvatore, bro. And then Mbappe came up and destroyed your asses. You had to buy him to make sure that never happened
again. Absolutely.
That's wild.
That's so funny.
That is bloody
okay,
wild.
let's move on to the next game. I want to talk about Chelsea, guys.
Yeah, Fat Frank.
See, this makes me sad, too.
We low-key could tweet out soon the 007 Fat Frank
That's
tweets.
Crazy. Zero goals, zero wins.
They're terrible.
Seven losses.
They're terrible.
He hasn't won.
They scored a goal, though.
That is true.
They scored a goal. Who scored for them?
It was
Connor Gallagher.
First. Yeah, it was kind of a fluke.
Mikhailo Mudryk got the assist.
Dude, Mikhailo Mudryk is coming up with the jammiest, most fraudulent assist I've ever seen. Yeah. But anyways, could see Danny Welbeck back on the score sheet for Brighton. Yes. And Julio.
I love Brighton, actually.
And Ciso.
What a banger. Yeah, remember the name. Holy shit, what a goal.
He's Paraguayan, right?
I think he is. He's from Paraguay.
They found him in
these Brighton scouts, I don't know what they do. Man. These guys, they're going deep depths of Paraguay in the hoods, bro. Oh, my God.
Yeah. The Paraguayan hoods, bro.
The Paraguayan hoods. That's
they
crazy.
Lose Bissouma? That's fine. They have Caicedo. They're losing Caicedo? That's fine. They have Enciso now. Like,
I think McAllister even plays CDM, too. He plays defensive because Veltman got injured. Yeah.
But, like, he's going to...
Low-key, like, go what's too, it called? Yeah. The amount of money that Brighton's going to make in, like, the next 3 or 4 years is crazy because they're going to have Caicedo and McAllister on their way out this season.
Evan Ferguson.
Mitoma.
Every Premier League club wants him.
Yeah.
Striker market, very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And then
United could use him.
I saw a link recently. Oh, they were talking about that. Harry Kane should go to PSG.
I saw that.
That's crazy.
Really? Wow.
Sure, get him away from the team, man.
No. For what? For 2 years?
No, he'll stay in the Prem.
You'd rather... Who's your striker? Oh.
Yes, I would.
Who's your striker?
Imagine
who's your striker right now? Imagine, he's better than Harry Kane.
Honestly, I'd rather. I saw shouts of Dusan Vlahovic coming, and he's on bad form right now. But
dude,
I'd rather.
He's terrible.
No. Vlahovic is good.
No, he's
that guy. That guy used us to get more money. You remember that?
Everyone used us to get more money.
Yeah, I was so excited for him to come to us.
That's what you say, but then in reality, it's just your club choking that transfer up.
Right. Because we don't.
Wait, I remember that window. You were supposed to get Vlahovic, and then you're supposed to get Isak, and then who else was it?
No, we never wanted Isak.
David. And then you were supposed to get Jonathan David, and then you ended up with nobody.
I don't think we signed. Did we sign?
But. Oh, my club never spends money. Boo hoo.
Oh, God. Oh, no, my guys. Club owner, not bad. Today. Please, not today.
Spends $80 million on a fidget spinner and $80 million on a brick wall. And
well, at least we got our striker in January. He might be Wout Weghorst.
Yeah. Okay.
Weghorst.
Okay, Spurs.
I'd rather have no one up front.
So,
yeah.
Spurs. Let's talk about Spurs because
we didn't talk about Chelsea.
We didn't talk about Chelsea enough.
What do we need to say? They're terrible.
Whoa, we haven't put enough hate on them.
That's good enough.
Why do you have a soft spot towards Chelsea?
Because of my father.
His dad supports Chelsea.
My father.
See, whenever Arsenal loses, does your dad like rub it in on you?
No, because...
That's not a real fan.
No, he does. No, he does a little bit, but like not really. We're the same with everything else, so it's kind of hard for him to be like that negative to me in the one aspect of sports that we don't like align with.
Fair enough.
But like he does. Like I remember there's one game. It was 2014 or something. Chelsea. I might have told you this. Chelsea won 6-0.
Oh yes, I remember.
And I was like crying, and he was like. I don't know, you probably said to like, dude, you're stupid or something. And they're like, you walked away, but, or you're being stupid. But anyway, I don't have a soft spot for them, but out of the big six teams, I think they're the team I hate the least, which sounds stupid because they're a London rival. But I mean, they haven't really done, besides like the whole, like Ashley Cole and like that kind of thing, and the Chelsea retirement, that's kind of the only thing they've really directly done.
Judas.
Yeah.
Judas.
Exactly. Everyone else, I kind of just despise. I
hate Chelsea, man. Fuck Chelsea.
I don't know. They're not that, like, they're not that.
They just.
And, like, history wise, they're not that bad when compared to Arsenal.
The thing is, though,
well,
is
there's not much.
They're like, they're the original Man Cities. They had a lot of money.
They are the original
Massive
cities.
Investment.
They set up the blueprint.
In. Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
We almost forget they are because it's been so long. And plus,
also, like, some of the Chelsea fans are just gross, man.
All of them, bro.
Yeah, that's true. Moving on. Tot Shite 2, Bournemouth 3.
My effing club, man. effing club. Are you
bro, the best
me?
Is like watching the vlogs of the Spurs fans at the game. They're like, yes, it's 2-2. Come on, Danjuma. And then literally like 5 minutes later.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, watching expressions gives my life purpose.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I won't even lie. That was crazy though. And then I think Bournemouth posted after like North London is red.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, because they're the cherries, right? Yeah, so North London is red, but I'm sure they kind of meant a bit of big ups to Arsenal. But yeah, like I said, Bournemouth after who did they beat? Was it Leicester last week?
Yeah, I believe so.
They had a good result last week, and then they go. It wasn't at the Vitality, right? No, it was
it
at.
Wasn't. It was. No.
It was in the, Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Yeah. So they go to Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, go to North London, and beat the absolute living shit out of this team, and come and getting beat in the 90th minute is brutal. But
yeah.
Like, the way it happened, it was like a giveaway, and then it, like, fell.
It was so funny. No, Danjuma scored in the 88th, and then he runs to grab the ball. And he's going like, yes, yes, come on, come on. The Bournemouth keeper's, like, kicking it away to try to waste time.
Yeah.
And then Bournemouth go on to score.
Like, even the possession stats, Tottenham only had 58% possession against Bournemouth. Like, 58's a lot, but you got to be 60, 65-plus against a team like that.
It's also, like, what are you doing with that possession as well? Like,
yeah.
A lot of this possession by Tottenham is them, like, passing it around their center.
Well,
backs,
their team sucks. Like, it's not even a debate at this point. Eric Dier, Langley, and Romero.
Yeah, where do we think they're finishing in?
Six.
Five or six.
Really?
Wait.
Yeah, I don't know.
Actually, probably. I don't know. It's just, it's like, kind of recent. Bias.
I would not be surprised if they finish seventh.
Why?
Villa, great form. And then Brighton, two games in hand, 49 points. Tottenham right now, 53 points with two games in front of Brighton.
They just have so much talent that's like...
But look at what they're doing. They just lost to Bournemouth.
Yeah. But yeah, it's crazy.
It is crazy. I think they'll pull through eventually, but you got to think like... Kane's head is probably already, like, 1 foot out of London.
Who? Kane?
Kane's head, yeah.
And it's like that at the end of every season. And
maybe this year, every season he stays. No, but I think the writing's on the wall for him. He's given them another chance. How long's on his contract? Because Daniel Levy could keep him hostage again. I'm going to look this up.
Daniel Levy's not a good guy.
Transfer Mart, my favorite website in the world.
Yeah.
Harry Kane. Do-do-do-do. I'm sorry, listeners. I know this is so exciting. Let's see. His contract runs out.
He should come back home.
I know. Can you imagine? That would be insane. I don't know what to
think. I just want the season to end.
Whatever the outcome
is.
Why don't we just call the season off?
His contract expires end of next season.
End of next.
Yeah, so that's perfect for Spurs
to
sell.
June 30th, 2024.
That's perfect for Spurs to sell instead of letting him run down his contract and get no money for him because they're going to want it because they know.
If you go see United, I'm so done.
You're a United.
You don't
fan.
Want Harry Kane?
No, I do want Harry Kane. I do want Harry Kane. It's Harry Kane. I would love an Osimhen as well.
As well? Both?
No.
I mean, brother. They've been spending, so.
Kane fits more in a Ten Hag system.
He would do well?
He'd do great in a Ten Hag system. Mm.
There's something about Kane.
He's kind of short term.
There's something that strikes me about Kane in a sense that like he's very short-term. I think he strikes me as a very loyal guy where I don't think he would go to another Big Six club, as crazy as that sounds.
No, he wants to win trophies.
I probably will.
He's
giving I know,
time.
But I'm saying going abroad. I probably am eating my words.
Nah, because he also wants Alan Shearer's record.
Shearer.
Okay, fair. So then go to West. I mean, go to Newcastle then. Nuki.
That would be an interesting move.
I'd fucking rate that.
They do have their striker for the future.
Dude, that'd be crazy. Isaac? I'd love that.
Yeah, Isaac. Callum Wilson.
Callum Wilson.
Eddie Howe would have to figure out a two-striker.
Callum Wilson, most underrated striker in the league. Anyway.
Yeah, 100%. I agree. No, Ollie Watkins clears.
Yeah, Loki.
Ollie Watkins.
Let's speak about that.
He's goodness.
Should we talk about? Let's talk about Aston Villa's form recently.
Wow, they are making Europe this season, huh?
I guess. Maybe.
Hey,
I mean,
who said that?
Noel. Or you?
Yeah.
Antoine isn't being as cute this pod. He's just kind of pissing me off.
when we were doing the, what was it called? Hot takes? Yeah,
you were talking about that. He said, no, they're making it this season, man.
Exactly, they're making it this season.
Yeah, man.
Because they were in 11th at the time, but
what's
it was close, obviously.
Where's the standings?
Yo, I don't know what...
Yeah, Villa are 6th. Villa are above Liverpool and Brighton.
That's crazy. Yeah. I don't know what Unai Emery does... But wherever he goes, he turns a striker into world-class specimen.
When did that happen to us?
Aubameyang.
Aubameyang was amazing.
He didn't turn him in, but
he
was
pretty much.
But no, but Oba, he excelled under.
Remember, there was like a period of time. There's a good like year, maybe 18 months, where it was Kane and Aubameyang, and at times you guys were making arguments that Aubameyang was better.
Yeah, even Thogdad He predicted. What a reliable source.
That whole family needs to get bunned off, bro.
He predicted Aubameyang to be the next Golden Boot after the season he drew for it, but he didn't. So,
and when was that?
Yeah, I don't really have any
miles. I can pull up the video, but you know where they where those two memory. They do the videos where it's like next, it's like we'll be ranking the top 14 strikers in the league and who will win the Golden Boot and we'll rank them. And he goes, number one, let's start with Arsenal. They have Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. I'm just gonna go right off the bat. I'm gonna put him first. He's gonna win Golden Boot. Really, Dad?
Yeah. Memorize the lines.
That's crazy. A little bit.
Actually, not a bad impression.
Nuki or frauds?
Nuki lost.
That was a fraudulent performance.
By far, their worst performance.
Yeah,
of the season,
that was a fraudulent.
But to be fair, they played well. Yes, it's a fraudulent performance. But they also, you have to remember who they played. They played, I guess, arguably the most informed team in the league. So.
No, and Villa's not bad.
They're the most informed team in the league, brother.
They're first in the league since 2023.
Yeah, but like Man City are always informed. Like, ridiculous.
Oh my God, they've won their last five games.
Only
them and City have done the same.
They're on a crazy.
And Newcastle won their last five before playing Aston Villa, so it's not even like they're playing bad.
Very
teams.
Fraudulent.
Crazy. Yeah.
Crazy. I'm happy.
Aston Villa brought on Callum Chambers, and they still won the game.
Wow. That is my man, Callum.
Wow.
Yeah, Aston Villa low-key could. I don't know. Yeah. I can't believe I'm gaining confidence.
I would back him in the Conference League.
Well, like Unai. Yeah, Unai's. Dude, we remember how good Unai was in the.
Exactly.
Europe, in the shitter Europes. Mm. Exactly. I mean, low-key, like, they get Conference League this year. It's make just a sneaky. Wait, how many points are they on? I don't see. 53. Dude, they're only 3 points behind Tottenham. With no games in hand for Tottenham.
And I can't see too many of their players leaving this summer.
Yeah, no, I don't
think Martinez, so. I don't see why or like where he'd go.
Emi?
Wait, let me see when his contract's up actually pull up the transfer. I think I was talking about this with Noel actually. He said Martinez is gone.
Is he though?
Let me see.
I don't know. Getting a good goalkeeper is not the hardest thing in the world.
He's trash anyway.
What? Oh no, his contract expires 2027. What am I saying?
No, I think he was just saying that he might want to leave. But if they get Europe this season, then
he's gonna stay.
Yeah, they also have who else? Ollie Watkins. He's probably gonna stay. He'll run it back another year. Mm-hmm. Coutinho. He'll probably.
He'll leave. Get rid of him. He's taking up a lot of money on the wages bill.
Mm. Leon Bailey, Bertrand Traore.
Leon Bailey is so good.
I love Douglas Leon Luiz. Bailey. I love that guy.
Diego Carlos, Konsa.
And Carlos has been injured the whole season. We forgot about that.
That's true. Yeah, they haven't even had
That was a total Aston Villa sign.
I think it was at the beginning of the season. He got injured. He didn't play the whole season.
Yeah.
I know.
FIFA
but
legend.
What's it called? Villa FIFA love. Legend, man. Villa love making those type of signs. Those like 35 million pound players that are good on FIFA. And
FIFA scouting.
For real. Like, so we're God.
And Brighton does theirs off FM.
Yeah, exactly. That's
right.
Funny.
Okay, before we get to United, we'll go Liverpool.
Yeah, let's talk about Leeds
because,
and Liverpool.
First of all, Leeds are going down. I think Miles is right. I think they are gone.
I love Leeds because I do have sort of a
I can't see them getting it together.
Personal connection. Dude, Diego Jota is back. Well, I mean,
that being said, though, all the bottom five teams are all on 31 games played, and Everton and Forest are tied on 27. I don't want to see Everton go down. I don't really give a crap.
Yeah, it would be bad if Everton went down. The only people that'd be happy with Everton going down are Liverpool fans.
No, I wouldn't mind Everton going down.
No, Everton.
Wow. If it meant Leeds staying up, then
I think some Everton fans, if it meant that Everton gets sold, they wouldn't mind going down.
Yeah, low key, they kind of need their whole team to get gutted. You know what I mean?
Except Alex Iwobi, he's cool.
It's funny though because you can't really. The thing is with football, unlike all the sports we have here, you can't really do rebuild years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
like you can, but you have to be. You know, like if you're a big team, you can afford to do it. But if you're a team in the middle of the pack, lower of the pack, you can't do that.
That's the one thing that that like westernized football did well, or not football, westernized sports did well was the idea or the ideology of drafting and a draft class because with like football in Europe, it's just your scouts and who your youth academy, who you sign and that kind of stuff. But here, you could be trash for 3 years, get number one draft pick, number two draft pick, number three draft pick, and like
it's great. I love it. So. But it's also it has two sides to it. But yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it does.
It's, it, but you know, I think Everton, if they do get new ownership, the new ownership would recognize how big of a team it is and be a decent amount of money that comes in, get rid of all the player, not all of them, but you know, all their contracts get cut in half. They get rid of all the ones that don't want to be there because obviously bigger players are definitely going to leave. And, you know, they have their big club. They have a decent amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, you know, they could come back up again in a year with a fresher team. You just don't want to turn to a story of, like, Leeds and Bolton and, you know, where they just keep dropping. Sunderland, exactly.
Yeah, hopefully it's like a Burnley. When you go down, you find a new philosophy.
Fulham,
and
Burnley.
And you can trade back up.
Ooh. Yeah. Even though Norwich and Watford are not coming back up next season.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Crazy.
Good.
So yeah, back to...
No, it's just good for diversity for, like, the Prem, you know? We don't see the same teams going
up
and
down. No, I like that. No, you're right. Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, we went to the other side of Merseyside, I guess, from Liverpool. We started at one side. I'll bring it back to the side we were on, but they could still make top four.
Liverpool? Yeah.
You think?
Well, no, but they can get fifth. Like, they have a game in hand on Tottenham.
They could get Europe.
And they have a game... Oh, I think they'll get Europe. I think even 8th gets you Europe. It might get you Conference League.
That depends if someone else wins, like, a competition.
Is
that true? I think so.
If United wins...
Europa, then it, like, bumps
down. No, then we're already...
If City wins the Champions League, does it go to 5th?
I don't know. Wait, I don't know. I think it does.
I think if you win the Champions League, you don't get automatic qualification.
Yeah, you do.
Oh.
You must.
Yeah, you have to. If you get Europa League...
I don't think they made that a rule, just because... Just because, like, you know, like you've probably made Champions League anyways if you win, right? Because I'm pretty sure, wasn't it Chelsea that won the Champions League and then won the Europa League the year after?
Yeah.
Remember back in like 2012, 2013?
No, they won.
Because they were doing terrible in the league, but they somehow won the Champions League.
Yeah, I don't know.
Under Villas-Boas.
That's a name I haven't heard.
Could you imagine if Portuguese? Well, if the winner of the Champions League gets Champions League next season, could you imagine? City win the Champions League, so it goes to 5th. United win the Europa League, so it goes to 6th. And we see, like, an Aston Villa.
No, okay, like that I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah.
I don't think that's how it works.
If United win the Europa League, they get qualification to the Champions League.
Then whoever makes the finals of the Europa League gets the qualification, I think.
Oh, yeah?
I
don't think so. I don't know.
I don't know how it works. I think the lowest it goes is 5th, because I don't think there's going to be 6 Prem teams. I don't think it works like that.
Yeah.
Because that's crazy. Because then...
But
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, Liverpool are decent.
But Liverpool... God, we haven't seen Liverpool in the Europa League in like... It feels like 6, 7
since
years.
Like the Sturridge days.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So they lost in the final.
What's his name? What's that center back?
And Flanagan.
Oh, I can't remember.
Wow.
Right back.
Nathaniel Klein.
Natty Klein, yeah.
What's the center back who plays in Russia now?
Skriniar?
Yeah, Skriniar. No, not Skriniar. Skrtel.
We're getting Skriniar.
Not Skriniar. Oh, my God, dude.
Martin Skrtel, man. What a player.
Raheem Sterling. And
before he jumped ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had some interesting teams.
But, yeah, man, I don't know what's up with Leeds. Like, I love the team, but...
I have no strong feelings
for them at all.
They're cool, bro. They got, like, the Americans. They have great fans.
Yeah, that's why I want them to go down.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay, go talk about United. I know you want to.
Start.
Nah, I want you guys to talk about United. You know what? I want
absolutely.
I want an apology from you two.
From me.
He had one good game.
Hold on. First, let me just clarify something. If a club win the UEFA Champions League or UEFA Europa League and finish in the top four, their qualification for the UCL through their league position is not transferred to another team.
Yeah. Okay. So it's just
okay.
Sorry, I'm not apologizing for nothing because I still stand by my point that he is not good. He did the Rosie thing like 3 times that game.
You know, I actually think before he got that beautiful assist, Anthony, his game on last Thursday was better. I think Thursday against Sevilla, I think he held up the ball better. I think he was finding better passes. I don't think he was doing those stupid shots too often. He obviously came close to scoring a screamer or two. I think he overall had like a much better game that added more to the team on the Thursday more than, what was it, the Sunday game, until he got that assist. That beautiful assist, which you guys, and I have to agree, he never gets. But it was a great find of Diogo Lelo.
Mm-hmm.
Diogo Lelo.
He said Diogo Lelo. Diogo Lelo.
He had a good game. And this is what we expect from him. I don't expect this from him every single week. But
I mean, shouldn't you?
In a year or 2 years' time, then this is going to be the Antony that we...
Shouldn't you expect that every week?
Yeah, shouldn't you?
He's a young player that will...
That cost grow. You so much money. Money comes with expectation.
Okay, so let's get into the conversation.
If you buy a PlayStation 5 for $500 and it only works half the time...
That's not how that, it works.
Yes, it is. Oh,
that's a great analogy, actually.
That's not. Because he's a young player.
The PS5's only been...
No, it's
manufactured for the past like year and a half. So
no, that's not how it works.
Blake, it's a young system.
I was gonna say, Blake, it's you buy a PS5 for $500, and how it works is for 1 year it's very slow, and you're buying knowing it's meant to be fast and up and running in a
it's
year.
It's like an
or
AI;
two
it learns as it goes.
Yeah.
or do you spend like Arsenal and buy Martinelli, and buy the PS5 for like $5, and you build it up.
Alibaba.
And you build it up, and you build it up, and the next year it's like the best winger in the league. So, okay, one of them. Anyway, are we starting this conversation?
Let's start this conversation.
So, welcome to the segment. Is what constitutes a flop? So today we'll be discussing whether money should indicate how big a flop someone is.
So, why do you? This is a big gripe that I had with you.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, and Miles, you still gotta publish this episode, man. Who's my patience?
Oh yeah, sorry. I've been busy, but yeah, I will.
Why are you putting it on Antony as a player? Because
he can't find it.
Well, no, why are you pitting United's incompetence to spend $100 million on him on Antony the player?
Like, cause that's how much he costs. It doesn't matter the incompetence. If you cost that much, you cost that much. Same thing with Mudryk, same thing with Maguire, same thing with Pepe, same thing with
Coutinho. He isn't a universally recognized 100 million pound player. The reason that we spent that much money on him is because we left the deal so late. And we had to way overspend, probably two times as much as he's actually worth.
But even if you, no matter how much you spend, the fact that you spent that money still indicates some sort of value. If you didn't believe he was worth that much, you wouldn't have spent that much. If anyone in your club thought that this was too much money for us to spend, then you would have just backed out. But clearly, there was something about this guy that your club thought could really be worth $80 million.
So if we had actually been competent, spent, say, 40 on him, would you be this harsh on him?
Like I said, the money constitutes...
Because, no, I would not. I don't think so.
Because...
He's right. The money constitutes...
But he still hasn't been...
How good you should judge the player or not.
Yeah, so I would be less hard on him probably, but no.
Still. No, I... Because we spent $800 million on him, I say that's more...
$800 million.
You have more ground to criticize United and their incompetent board than you have to criticize Antony for it.
Well, no, but that's...
Just because... No, usually I would agree with you. But because we way overspent on this player.
But that's just United bias.
No, it's not United bias.
Yeah, because you haven't even talked... Mudryk wasn't overspent. This guy...
Mudryk wasn't overspent, and I'm going to treat him like he was that. He isn't worth $100 million. Is he worth like 50, 60? Yeah, and I'll judge him on that.
I don't even know if he's worth that. He might be worth 20.
Yeah. even on that grounds, he's underperforming. But I'm going to give him time, because that's how you should treat every player.
Yeah, you can give him time, but like I said... Like, if you put an investment of that much money, there has to be a reward that is warranted very soon after the investment takes
place. And in Antony's 5-year contract, we're like 8 months into it. So hold on.
If he isn't great by next year, then that's pretty much half of that contract gone.
Then let's have this conversation next year.
But we should be having it now.
Why should we be having it now?
Because he plays every game.
Literally, the key to this conversation. Like, the main point I'm making is that we should have patience. But when we talk about him every week, like he's freaking Neymar or something, then that's not giving him patience. You opened up our conversation last week saying, so what am I going to call Antony a flop? How is that giving? That's not giving him patience. If he was playing for Chelsea, mm-hmm. or I don't know, a team that you really like outside of Arsenal, would you be giving him patience? A little bit more than if he was on United.
No, everyone's yelling at Mudryk for the same exact thing because he sucks.
I would give him a little more patience if he was.
Are we not going to address that Man City spent $112 million on Jack Grealish?
And he's been good.
No.
Oh my God, last season he was terrible, and nobody talked about it.
He was riding the bench.
And you said no one talked about it? Are you fried? Everybody talked about it,
and he was riding the bench. He wasn't playing.
No one talked about it? Of course everyone talked about it.
Oh my God. Okay, look. That's
just facts.
And he was not playing week in, week out.
The point, look, he's better now, right? He's better now.
Yeah,
he's pretty good.
He's pretty good.
What are his stats?
He's pretty good.
I think maybe me, you, football Twitter, we were hating on him, whatever. I saw nothing in the main. I saw nothing from Sky Sports, nothing from the
BBC. That's just biased media, though.
I know it's biased media, but listen, at least what they did is they gave him patience, all right? Because I'm sure Jack Grealish wasn't going on his phone checking Twitter to see how everyone was talking about
it. No goals in the Champions League this season.
If Anthony gets 20 goal contributions next year, I'll bite my tongue. But I don't see that happening.
I honestly don't either.
He's not that type of player.
Jack Grealish has 5 goals this season.
And as a winger, like, I don't know what you're doing if you're not that type of player.
Yeah. Just there.
He's just there to spin.
He just has guts.
Okay, he has 6 assists and 5 goals. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Starting 20 games. Okay, that's fine.
11 and 20.
That's good. That's a good return, especially for a first season.
No, we're talking about Jack Grealish. That was Jack Grealish.
Was that last season?
That was this season.
Okay. Then there you go. Then he's having a good return.
All right, let's look at Anthony. Then.
Let's go, Anthony. Yeah, sir. Let's
no,
because
we looked at his stats last week. And we looked at his stats last week, and they were good.
They were good?
They were not good.
They were decent.
What do you mean?
If you just include starts,
17, 4 goals. How many assists?
All competitions, Miles.
One.
All competitions.
So in
look at all competitions.
Look at the press.
17.
Look at all competitions.
You want me to look at Champions League?
Wow.
Started 7, 2 goals.
This
okay,
isn't
4 assists.
We're not.
Right, he's
Miles,
easy.
Miles, we're not in the Champions League.
I know, but it's. I know.
You're checking Ajax numbers.
Oh wait. Yep. You're right.
Wait. You're also. Wait. I'm confused.
Why?
Anyway,
should we check the Olympics?
Okay,
all comps. It's pretty easy.
Look,
2 goals.
So,
sorry.
Do you guys not agree with me that like the price tag should constitute?
Yeah, 100%.
To a certain extent, it should.
But you're just saying United's incompetence. United's incompetence. Like everyone makes
it
bad.
It is United's incompetence.
But that's then it's everyone's incompetence. Not just United.
United's not incompetent for
Chelsea's
buying.
Chelsea's incompetent.
United.
Belby's.
No. United's not incompetent for buying Antony. They're incompetent for leaving. To buy Antony until the end of the window and then having to spend double his value.
This guy will not go one podcast without dissing his board every time. Boo-hoo, you spend money. Like, oh my God, it's so annoying. So annoying. It's the most annoying conversation I ever have with you.
Yeah.
If we spent $40 million on Antony, we also could have got Gakpo and loaned in João Felix for the same price.
Well, shoulda, coulda, woulda. And you didn't. So.
Well, yeah, should've. Yeah, we should've. That's what I'm fucking saying. That's the point.
Okay, still, but we signed... Arsenal signed Trossard for, like, what, 29 or whatever it was?
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's a great signing.
Amazing. So that money constitutes how well he was. If we sign him for $50 million and he's doing what he's doing, okay, that's not
But then bad. I also know that Trossard is not a £50 million player. If Arsenal had spent $50 million on him, then I would say, like, okay, this is a bit of an overbuy, but I'm not going to judge him as, like, he's a £50 million player. I have that patience with players. Sue me.
You have that patience with a 29-year-old?
Going to a new club? Yes, you have to have patience with,
like,
any
new Oh, my God, you're terrible. You hurt my soul. You really do. Like, I don't understand. Why is money just, like, does money just disappear? It just goes to the other team, and you go, oh, it didn't matter anymore. He's my player. That's what you're saying. You're saying the money your team spends money on a player. That money leaves your club, goes into the other club's account, and you go, doesn't matter anymore. He's our player. Whatever the money was spent, and let's just disregard that.
No, obviously I don't disregard the
that's
money
what
we spent
you,
on him.
That's literally what you
I
just
don't,
said you do.
I don't disregard that when I'm judging the player. I regard it when I'm judging the club
board. Yeah,
and how they've spent their money.
I can't have this conversation when he just says the board. Like, that's not an excuse. It's not. You spent the money.
It's not an excuse. Just a different way of looking at
it. Ben White was $50 million. Everyone thought he was trash. And then look, now he's like a $50 million right back. So, like I said, Antony can go. What do you mean?
Not a $50 million right back.
Excuse me? Best right back in the league and he's like 23, 24?
But his value by the time you bought him was around $50 million. Your board did well spending that money. Because
absolutely
it wasn't an overpay.
Not. No, it wasn't overpay for what he was, what it we thought.
I don't think
first
it was
of all, he was
going
to be a center back. He wasn't supposed to be a right back. So, again, that makes his center back's a much more saturated position than the right back position is. So
I remember you buying him, and the consensus was, and maybe this is just because he was English, was that you guys got a great deal.
That's so cap.
I remember that.
You back me up on this. This was not. No one thought this was a great deal. $50 million for Ben White. No
they
one.
Were
thought
getting,
that.
We were getting. You know the meme where it's like the three dragons and the two of them are like normal dragons. It's like Issa Konate for $36 million, and then the other dragon is fucking like some other good signing of a center back. And then you. Look
I
at
remember. I remember
Romero.
Because we got Varane for $30 million that same
window.
Oh yeah,
Varane exactly.
And that was a good piece of business by our board, okay?
Yeah.
Varane's lived up to his price tag. Ben White now is probably living up to his price tag.
Not probably. He is.
Yeah, he is.
You have to change positions for that, but...
Yeah, it's not... Okay. He's excelling at every position we put him at.
Every?
Center back and right back.
The point is, price tag matters. Like I said, if Antony comes up to be even a 60 million pound player in my eyes, then sure, I'll bite my tongue because you know what? Then yeah. But I don't see that happening.
His market value right now is 70 million euros.
That's because of how much he spent for him though.
Mm. Yeah, look up Mudryk's.
Let's look up Mudryk's.
And look up Richarlison's while we're at it, just cause.
What? What?
Yeah, we're not talking about that flop.
Richarlison.
Okay? Richarlison's about to go a whole season without a goal and assist as an attacker. And we have not talked about that.
Well, because he's
still
plays
posting
for Spurs.
TikToks.
Like,
do you guys see his TikToks he's posting?
Yeah.
His current market value
is
60 million.
Offside goal.
Is Mudryk 10 million worse than Antony? No, he's like a million, a lot of millions worse than Antony.
What? What was that?
Mudryk's a lot worse than Antony. Like, price wise, a lot worse. So I think it does constitute a lot of what you should expect from a player. That's just facts.
Just when it's such a gross overpay like this.
Oh, my God. Say the board. Say it. Say it one more time.
Then I don't put as much on the player. Sorry.
UCL. We had some big games earlier this... Or yesterday as of recording and today as of recording.
And last week.
Well, we're going to have some big games today.
Yeah, sorry. Let's talk about it.
So we are going to see, guys, today... A remontada.
Oh, my God.
One more time.
A remontada.
Ah!
Okay.
That's not French, Spanish. Though.
So I'll clarify, guys. So today is Wednesday, April the 19th. So yesterday, we saw the Madrid-Chelsea and the Napoli-Milan games. But in just a few hours, the second legs of Inter-Benfica and Bayern-Man City kick off.
Actually, let me correct myself. Two remontadas today.
I agree with one of those.
The Bayern.
And... Antoine, being the Tuchel sexual that he is, is somehow believing in this Bayern team to come back against Man City. And by the time this episode comes out, if they actually pull it off,
what's the
he's
aggregate?
Gonna look
Mia San Mia through and through today.
Oh my God, bro.
What's the aggregate?
3-0.
3-0 Madrid.
What?
Wait, brother,
sorry.
What?
Wait, who's Bayern playing? Oh, City. Sorry.
A little bit delayed there.
Miles, man. I don't think he took a two-week break from the ball. I think he took a two-week break from
years.
Football. Bayern are down 3-0 on Man City.
Okay.
And Benfica are down 2-0 on Inter.
All right, sorry.
So, yeah. Bayern are currently down 3-0 to Man City. And Benfica are down 2-0 to Inter. And Antoine, you think... There's going to be two
remontadas.
So
we're going to see today a 2-1 Benfica. And it's 3-1 Benfica. So it's going to go to extra time. And then Benfica's going to win on pens.
Oof.
João Mário is going to score because he's
He's him.
Mr. Versatile.
Mr. Baldy.
Yeah.
I like him.
Mr. Baldy.
And then, oh my boys, this game for Bayern, is Choupo-Moting back?
Wow, whoa, that's their wow. X factor.
100% is, I promise you.
I'll tell you if he's back.
I promise you, blood. But go, what are you going to say?
The degree of football we will see today from this Bayern side, true Tuchel ball, I promise you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because last... when they lost last 2 weeks ago, when they lost 2 weeks ago, I know for a fact that man was yelling at them in some next German language I do not understand.
He was bro
pissed off.
Everybody yells though.
Mane punched Sané, so this is bringing them confidence, you know.
Right.
Is that bringing them confidence?
100%. Yeah. They're fired up. That means.
But have you not seen the stories going out all this week that Bayern are gonna do everything they can to sell Mane? Do you think Mane's gonna try in this game? He's already got 1 foot out the door. He assaulted his teammate.
They're fired up. They're fired up. Don't worry.
I don't know if how you have this much belief in them. What from the first leg indicated that they're going to make any sort of comeback here?
Oh, nothing. But it's Tuchel. You have to remember. Guys.
Oh, my God.
Bro, why do you love him so much?
Because he brought us to our first Champions League final.
Antoine.
This ever. And then he left our club and completely, almost revolutionized Chelsea. Because they were dirt deep down in the Prem. And they were dirt. They were about to get eliminated out of the Champions League. What do? They win the Champions League and they finish like top 4. That's okay, elite management. And he's going to do the same with Bayern.
But this would be maybe his biggest accomplishment of his career. Alone, if he could come back today and beat Man City by 4 goals.
Pep is his
4 goals.
Doll. Literally.
Not anymore. Not
yes.
Anymore. Not in this tie. Not in this tie.
If you pull up the record, Tuchel versus Pep.
I don't care what the record is. The only record I care about right now is that it's 3-0 to Man City. And that there's no chance that Bayern comes back without a proper striker.
Maybe it's a little far-fetched. Maybe.
Antoine, the more you talk, the more embarrassing it's going to be when this episode comes out in 2 days and Bayern lost 3 days.
Yeah, it's going to be shocking, huh?
2 days?
No,
I'm standing by my point. Hopefully.
Guys, Father Alberca's in town. You think I can do this in 2 days?
Well, I'm kidding. We got to get one episode up.
I know.
Sorry. Yeah, last
week's episode. I've been lacking crazy, but...
I can honestly take this and go edit right now and put this out.
Low-key, I would like that.
All right.
How about you let Arsenal win the league?
I let Arsenal win the league?
And then I'll let you edit this podcast. How's that sound?
Wait, what do you mean I let Arsenal win the league?
It was just a saying.
It's not just a saying. I'm being silly.
Let me be God. I'm going to go and I'm going to
poison. Okay, let's be realistic now, though. Let's actually, like, what do we think the scoreline is going to be today?
I could actually see Benfica
coming. Should I call
back
my Bayern friend, see what he thinks? He probably has no confidence. He's so...
Yeah, he probably does not.
He's also a massively fan. He's gonna have a shit day. I just know it.
Do we think City's winning?
At
the Allianz Arena?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
1-0.
No.
Jack Grealish, shit goal. Calling it like right now. Pin the tweet. Save it. Send it to your fucking friends. I'm telling you.
Bayern is up 1-0 early. Ooh, there's hope.
Actually, no.
If they're up 1-0 early, you will not stop hearing from me on the group chat.
And then Holland scores a hat-trick in 10 minutes.
So.
What time's the game?
Time's done.
3.
3-0 City today?
No, you said what time's the game?
Oh, yeah, 3-3.
It's going to be 1-1.
What if it 3-0 extra
one,
time?
I
like this. Let's do some score predictions.
What?
Like, you want realistic ones or like...
Yeah, like realistic score predictions.
Like, too cool sexual or like realistic?
No. Realistic. What do you actually think?
You're
gut.
You have nothing behind this game. You look at the fixture. What's the score?
No, I promise you guys, I really do think that Tuchel can do this.
You think he can win or you think he can bring
come
him
back?
Move them forward, to the next round.
I think he can, bro. I think they can. Man City's not hard to score against. Every team scores against Man City. Southampton scores against fucking City.
It's true.
Like, I think that he genuinely can do it. But I, it's
you know,
it's
also easy to score against
Upamecano.
Mm-hmm.
You forgot about that factor, man.
Yeah,
your Frenchman there.
Yeah,
he's good.
Did we talk about that
one game?
Last
doesn't
time?
Define a career.
We did.
So we're going to have a
Upamecano
remontada as well.
Okay, I'll be realistic. 3-1 Bayern.
I would like to see that because it's gonna be it's gonna be entertaining.
What does the City win in the final minute? That'd be drama.
No, City'll score early.
It's gonna be like a 1-0 like floppy.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like 1-0 like until.
Now we're gonna get copyright. Turn it off.
Okay, it's gonna be like 1-0 and then in the 78th minute. 78th minute, Nathan Ake.
What a season he's having, by the way.
All my homies hate Nathan Ake, man.
For real. He's from Bournemouth, butter.
Bro, he scored the winning goal. Or he scored the goal against us. What was it?
FA Cup.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. 1-1. What's your score prediction, Blakey Blue?
I just don't care.
Okay.
2-1 City.
Okay, cool. I'll go with that.
Oh, Blake. Us agreeing on something this episode? What?
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
Crazy.
All right, Inter Benfica.
Wow. That might be the worst I've ever heard someone pronounce.
Why? Inter Benfica.
Say it again.
Inter Benfica. I read it as...
So there's no N?
You don't say the N either.
You don't say... Is it Benfica?
Benfica.
You say Benfica.
It's Ben. Benfica.
Oh, okay.
Ben.
Yeah. Benfica.
I just say Benfica because I'm not...
Yeah.
I say Portuguese
because I'm...
I say Benfica because I'm
cultured. Oh, I might be saying completely wrong, by the way. My Portuguese is so broken.
Portugaus.
Like, anytime I try to pronounce something in Portuguese, I'm not like Antoine. Like, I don't know what I'm saying.
Well, Antoine was born in Portuguese. In his
no,
home
in French. Can you say Galtier again?
Stop using him as an object.
I'm not an object, Blake.
Okay.
For Tuchel, maybe.
Oh, brother. If Tuchel walks in, I'm stripping.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Moving on.
Oh, we got to talk about the games yesterday.
Inter Milan versus Benfica.
Oh, yes.
2-0 aggregate to Inter Milan. Inter Milan at 3 p.m. By the way, kickoff at their home stadium.
Did you guys hear how Jamie Carragher pronounced Internacional?
Internacional.
Internacional. No.
Did you hear it? They didn't pronounce Tomori right.
Oh my
they
god.
Called him, like, they called him like Ficori and Tafori.
Ficaio Tomori.
And then Kate, at the end, Kate Abdo was like, oh, I'm sorry, Ficaio. Jamie and Micah's incompetence for spelling your name. Or it was funny.
Yo, their interview, when they interviewed Rafael Leão yesterday, it was the funniest thing ever.
Internacional. International. Yo,
if I never work for CBC Sports one day, I've done something wrong in life.
CBS.
Oh my god, not CBC.
CBS Colasso.
Did you see that thing the other day with CBC Miles?
What
it's such
it?
A Miles thing.
What?
How?
What?
How Twitter put the label on their account?
Oh, 69% bullshit. Because it's like he's claiming it's not fully government funded. It's stupid. Yeah.
You knew already.
It's
about knew about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's just, you know, I'm just in on everything.
Oh.
I'm kidding. Okay. What do we think? Score predictions. I'm going 1-1 as well.
Again, I don't care. So, Julia? Yeah.
3. Nah, that's the Benfica fan talking. I think 2-2 in
cool.
This one. Inter goes through.
I don't even think that's going to happen, but sure. We'll go with that.
3-1, Benfica. Why am I saying Benfica now?
That's what I was
going
to say.
Who wins on pens?
Wins on pens?
I wish there was a Filipino,
or does
right.
It go to extra time? What are we saying?
Is there a Filipino soccer league?
No.
Of course there is. What are you talking about?
Bro, let me show some ball knowledge here.
What? Oh, according to the internet? Oh, great.
No. I'm gonna... Here, you guys keep talking, because I don't care about Champions League.
What are you doing?
Also, Sevilla United tomorrow.
Oh yes,
we're gonna
bump fuck them. It's fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what's the ag?
2-2.
It's 2-2 on ag.
The last. Oh my god. You know what? I'm a little bit worried. You know what? I had a revelation the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I think our best center back partnership right now is Victor Lindelof and Luke Shaw.
Luke Shaw at center back.
Yeah.
He was so
good at center back.
That's why I went to look at this. So not only is there only 7 teams in this league, but one team has 18 matches played, and one team has 12.
The Filipino Football League, ladies and gentlemen.
We got Azcals, Cebus, the Stallions. Okay.
The Azcals?
Mon the Stallions.
Bro, what? I need to do some research. Okay, keep talking.
Yeah.
yeah, no, United, I think United are going through. Tomorrow against Sevilla, mm-hmm. I won't be that bothered if we don't, because I don't care that much about Europa League. We're going to Champions League.
Yeah,
Series.
You will.
For like a little, it's like when Arsenal went out to Sporting.
No, I feel like.
Blake cared for like half
Arsenal,
an hour.
Because
and
Arsenal are going to win the league.
Yeah, but like.
United is just fourth, you know.
I guess. I'll be upset for a little bit, but
yeah. But also, anyway. Off topic, Jonathan David scored yesterday. Yesterday, 23rd. Wait, 16th. When was that?
Three days ago.
Yeah, he scored a couple days ago. He's now on 20 goals for the season.
Top goal scorer.
Tied for
Lacazette.
That's wild.
Wild.
That's good wild, in man. The mud. PSG are dusted.
They've been dusted, man.
We know that. It doesn't even, like, bother me. He tries to say it to, like, trigger me, but, like...
Mbappe and David on both on 20, Lacazette on 19, Balogun on 18. Come on, Balogun. Good catch up, my brother.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't a minute.
Yeah. So, yeah, Philippines are dustedinho.
You should have that in.
Yeah, maybe.
You should.
We'll see.
Your father's not going to like me.
It's
all
right.
All the dads are going to hate Blake.
Hashtag let's hate Blake.
Yeah.
Trending on Twitter.
Mm.
What else is there in the world of footy that we can talk about?
Oh, we got to talk about this Real Madrid-Barcelona situation.
Oh, yeah. I think it was like a, what's it called, promotional video that Real Madrid posted on Twitter. Do you guys see this? Speaking of Palestine, do you guys see this?
So,
oh my God, do you know?
I did see it.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just a little confused in context. It's obviously all in Spanish and everything. So from what I know, it's like Laporta held a press conference in response to Real Madrid's response to Barcelona's cheating allegations, and then he basically said that Real Madrid benefits from it as well, or has historically benefited from it as well, going back to the time they were like owned by like an old Spanish dictator. But then like the video that Real Madrid posted,
brutal video.
Oh my! It was days. Pictures going back to football. Like the 1930s.
They had people
when the camp.
Bro, they
when
had
the
people
camp knew.
Salute. Oh my God! I can't believe it.
Pictures and videos of people back in, like, the 1930s.
Hailing Hitler,
when Camp Nou would be,
swear
like...
Swear to God. Swear to God.
Would
I'm
be the camping
joking.
Ground for, like, some, like, fascist organization or whatever it was under the Spanish dictator at the time. And they were doing, like, fascist salutes and everything. And brutal.
It's crazy.
Brutal. Crazy response. Needless to say, if we had another El Clasico this season.
Oh, it'd be done.
It would be ridiculous, bro.
It would be crazy.
I'm actually kind of pissed we don't have one now.
Do you think the club approves admin posting that on Twitter?
100%.
Yeah?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they have to. Yeah. Yeah.
For something that big, they have to. They have to.
That's
that is
crazy.
Yeah, that is mental.
Who came up with the idea? If the admin comes up with the idea, that is crazy.
Yeah. Well, it's like they're the media creative team. Or whatever,
yeah.
You know?
Basically. Yeah. I have nothing else to add to the situation. I actually wanted to look it up a little bit more because I feel like I don't know enough about this. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Javier Gayoso, defender for the Philippines, is the second leading goal scorer in the Filipino Football League.
Just wow.
PFL, actually, some people call it.
That's crazy.
Nice, Blake.
Horikoshi, no, Daiso Horikoshi is the leading scorer. He's from Japan, however. So.
All right, gamers. Let's play a game. So, we're going to do a thing where I'm going to give each of you guys a category. Actually, that's not true. I'm going to say a category. And one of you is going to start by taking a guess on how many of those maybe players or types of things you can name of that category, you're going to predict how many you think you can name in 30 seconds. So, it's pretty simple. You will understand, listeners, as we go along. So, I'm going to start, and I'm going to go, how many players excuse me, do you think that you can name that are that had a big career elsewhere in Europe and came to the MLS?
Zero.
For 30 seconds.
No, I'm kidding.
Big career in Europe, then came to MLS?
Yeah.
I just want to say big up to Joaquin, who just got... announced his retirement.
Who?
Joaquin.
Joaquin. Oh, yeah. You're a dead baller. You don't know how
to... From Real Betis. Spanish guy?
Legend.
Oh, like that guy. The winger, the left midfielder?
78 rated left midfielder.
Like 79 rated?
78.
Yo, he was cracked for my...
The starter team goat.
My Real Betis career.
Anywho.
Oh, yeah.
I think I can name 10, Miles.
10?
I cannot do better.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
I'll leave him to
in
it.
In 30 seconds?
Yeah. All time.
Okay.
Whoa.
Do you want to
crack it?
Okay,
and three.
Whoa.
It's only you two.
Do you
want to
crack it?
What do you mean it's only me?
Three.
I'm going?
Yeah. Three, two, one, go.
Pirlo, Zlatan, Beckham, Rooney, Ashley Cole.
He's done.
Oh.
That's five, right?
That is
six.
Five.
That's six?
That is okay. 15 seconds.
He's done.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, my God!
Higuain?
No, wait! No, I can Higuain? Do it! Drogba?
Two, Higuain?
One.
Higuain? What the hell is wrong with me, man?
You didn't say Henri.
Oh, I didn't say Henri. I didn't say Chiellini.
Jermaine Defoe.
Well...
Insigne.
No, it's like somebody who had like a career.
I was thinking
Jermaine
like,
Defoe was nominated for a Premier League Hall of Fame.
So could I have said Clint
Dempsey? Do I get the point?
Yeah,
do
of
I
course you could have said. No, Clint Dempsey made his career.
Tottenham.
Nah, he was like.
Tottenham Bolton.
Yeah, you could have.
I was thinking of him. I didn't want to count it.
Do I get the point?
You do. Love Wait, that. remember when you used to keep track of our points?
Yeah. Probably still have.
Okay, I'll make one for the next time. I'll do a quiz next time.
I know I can name so many more than that. I don't know why. Bastian Schweinsteiger as well.
Yeah, wow. You really shit the bed there, Betancourt.
Sorry. <man.
laughs> I'm so ish.
Okay, next.
Okay. Over to you, Mr. Leonard.
Maybe not.
Name me, how many players can you name me that, this is going to be hard, their first name starts with the letter L.
That head, dude. He goes,
I'll go against you. I can name like three.
I'll do four.
I can do five.
He's thinking of all the players that he's
no,
gonna say.
I don't even think I can do four.
Okay,
I'll leave it for you.
Four?
In 30 seconds?
No, five. Okay,
okay I'll keep time. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Steady. Go.
Leandro Trossard, Lisandro Martinez, Lionel Messi, Landon Donovan. Uh-oh.
Brother, come on.
Lautaro Martinez.
Fuck, man. Nice.
Done.
Nice.
Yes!
That was good. Okay.
Damn, man.
For you two. Name me, or how many can you name? How many teams can you name me from the Argentinian league?
Oh, it was like
two.
Two. Literally two.
He's got it. See, I don't know. I feel like it's a bit flawed where I like ask you and then. And then you guys get a second to think of other teams.
Three.
You do three.
I can think of at least four.
Nah, you can take four.
Okay. No, it's three.
You take... yeah, you take three.
Okay.
I think I can name three as well.
I think this is right. Okay, time me.
Ready. Steady. Go.
Okay, Newell's Old Boys. Waka Juniors and Racing Club.
Good one.
Oh.
Okay, well, there's...
You didn't say River Plate.
River Plate.
I was thinking River Plate, Baca, and, like... I think it was, like, Cholo Cholo or something.
Oh, yeah. Racing Club is one, though, right?
Club is one, yeah.
Sorry. Okay, that was a dead one. I should go with more.
No,
okay.
That's good. That's really... Testing the knowledge.
Okay.
You should just do, like teams in the English League.
Yeah.
So you can go, like, for, like, hours.
Actually, I like that. Great.
Oh, boy.
Who can name me? How many teams can you name me? I could... Honestly... Me being me, I'm confident I can name all 92, but it's not my game, so I'm leading it. Jesus no, I'm Christ. Being serious.
That's crazy. But it's in 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's true. So, all name 92? Me. There's 90, what?
You said you can name all 92?
I think I could.
If you give me a day, I probably could.
No, I probably could.
Oh, I could not.
I think I could. I know all
you
the
know
leagues
all
pretty well.
92 teams?
Probably.
You sure there isn't like that one team that like,
there more, definitely that is, but I could be very close. It could be. It's like one of those teams where it's like, oh, it's on the tip.
You
of
get
my
like
tongue.
To 85.
Yeah, that's fair.
Lucky if you guys like gave me a day and like over and
I
under
get
and
past
I had to
the championship,
it out.
Brother.
What?
I wouldn't get past the championship.
Oh, I could do League One, League Two. Okay. Yeah, that's how many teams can you name me?
Do you want me to go against him then?
Sorry.
You want me to go against him?
Let's
or you
do.
Two?
I'm gonna take.
I thought we were gonna do.
I'm gonna take away. I'm gonna.
Okay, we can do us two. Let's do us.
So hold on. I'm gonna take away the Premier League though. Because that's...
Okay, then.
Because
okay.
You guys... Well, no, because think of okay. It. 30 seconds, you guys are just gonna...
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So, how many... It's wait, the Premier League... If below the Premier League, it's EFL, I'm pretty sure.
Championship, yeah.
No.
The Football League, yeah.
The four leagues have their own name. It's,
What? What's the... Championship yeah, it's League It's the EFL, but like...
Yeah, the EFL. Part, how many teams can you name me in the EFL in under 30 seconds?
Okay.
Five.
Six.
Seven.
Eight.
I want to see him try.
Okay.
No okay. Way.
Ten? Nah.
No, I can go nine.
I'll do 10.
No way.
I know I can, but I'm scared. Nah, I'll give him 10 in 30 seconds. That's a lot.
I can give him 10.
10 in 30 seconds?
Oh. Yeah, he's got a great 10. Start a okay, great. He doesn't have it. He doesn't
three,
have it.
Three. Wait, who's going?
I got it.
Three, two, one.
Go. Burnley, Sheffield, West Brom, Norwich, Millwall. 1 second.
Oh my god.
Luton.
You just named championship teams, man. Go lower.
Wait, only EFL? Can I go League Two?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yes,
oh, oh Stevenage. that was my hero team. which one was the other one? Sutton.
Sutton United. I don't think they play.
How much time left?
Oh, he's over time.
Yeah, I'm done.
Stop.
Man.
Are Sun United still in the leagues?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know, man.
They are. They're last. The last league.
Yeah, 10th in football league.
W
too.
Ball now.
Hey, big W for Northampton Town. 2-1. Luis Appare and Mitch Pinnock.
Fuck it off. Fuck yeah. Okay. Nice. Good try. You sink. So.
We'll do one more.
Let's do one more. Okay. Okay. I need to think of. I need to cook up a decent one. Okay, name. Give me a second. Ooh, okay, I got it. How many players can you name me from the continent of Asia? Is that
including Australia? Because they play in the Asian Champions League.
Sure. It's not. We will, but they're not.
No, we can't. I guess it is. It's
Russia count.
What?
Does Russia count?
No. We're cutting Russia out because we hate Russians.
Okay. I can name three. They can be passed.
I probably can name four, but not in 30 seconds.
What?
I'll do four.
I can do five. I think I can.
I can't do five.
Getting past or present, right?
Give him five.
Yeah.
Past?
Past?
What do you mean, past? Like any Asian players? Past
you
or present?
Used to be Asian.
Oh. Player? I thought you were saying Asian teams.
No.
Oh,
players.
Oh.
I said players.
Oh.
Players.
Brother.
Oh. Guangzhou, Shanghai Lions,
oh,
or whatever.
Okay. I thought you said teams.
Okay, okay.
Like, I thought you were talking like CFL or something.
No, players.
Okay, then I can go six.
Okay.
I think I can do seven.
I can do eight, I think.
I can go nine.
I can't go nine.
I can go 10. I'll try it.
Keep giving that.
10?
Okay.
All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1, go.
Okazaki, Mitoma.
Okazaki.
Oh, my God. Park Ji-sung. What's his name? Tomiyasu. Yeah, I'm done. Oh, Aaron Moy.
Aaron Moy.
I was thinking of him.
Oh my god. This is Takefusa Kubo.
Shinji.
Stay with countries.
Oh yeah, Kagawa. That's a good one.
Time.
Sun. Oh, I got eight.
Okay, you said Sun. I was like, bro, you had Sun's the first player.
I got eight. Eight's not bad. I could that was bad. That was terrible, but it's not bad. I'll take it.
Yeah. Thanks for playing, guys.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Brutal little segment.
Should we should we cut it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, we've been going for a long time.
Crazy podcast, guys. So crazy. I wanted to personally thank you for taking the time. If you've made it this far, I doubt you have, but if you have, give yourself a little pat on the back.
What's the time code on that?
We have been recording for an hour and 25, but it will be shorter.
Yes, it will.
But I would like to still say thank you for listening, taking the time out of your day to open your ears to us, give us your time, your energy, and your focus.
Is our next episode
our last one
of the year?
Our next episode.
Not of the year, because we're going to do it.
Maybe the last episode of
the school year.
Yeah.
That's so sad, by the way.
It is, but it's okay, because we'll be back next year. But that's a conversation for another day. So, thank you so much for listening, guys. Hope you liked it. Hope you enjoyed it. Check us out on TikTok, Insta, socials, IDeek. So, we'll see you next week. Thank you.
Yo. Yes. Yo.